This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States signed off on another $270 million in military aid to Ukraine Friday, including four precision rocket systems. White House spokesperson John Kirby told reporters, quote, "The president has made clear that we're going to continue to support the government of Ukraine and its people for as long as it takes," end quote. The fresh aid will bring to 20 the number of M142 high-mobility artillery rocket systems sent to Ukraine. Kyiv has called them a game-changer in countering Russia. Meanwhile, Russia and Ukraine signed a landmark deal Friday to reopen Ukrainian Black Sea ports for grain exports, raising hopes that an international food crisis aggravated by the Russian invasion can be eased. The accord crowned 2 months of talks brokered by the United Nations and Turkey, which UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said were aimed at restoring Ukrainian grain exports while easing Russian grain and fertilizer shipments, despite tough Western sanctions on Moscow. Guterres said the deal, signed in Istanbul, opens the way to significant volumes of commercial food exports from three key Ukrainian ports. VOA's Dorian Jones explains.
Ukrainian forces will take cargo ships through the heavily mined waters out to the Black Sea, where those ships will then follow a very carefully allocated corridor through the Black Sea and then through Istanbul and on to world markets.
Dorian Jones from Istanbul on our podcast, Flashpoint Ukraine. A Libyan medical official says at least 13 people have been killed in renewed clashes between militias in the country's capital. A spokesperson for Tripoli's emergency services said among those killed Friday were three civilians and a 12-year-old child. This is VOA News.